Let's take a quiz. I'm going to offer up what is the last line of a movie and see if you can guess what the movie is. I mean, we've done things like this before. It's not hard, but you have to kind of scroll back through the catalog in your head if you got your no hunting Netflix on your phone. But okay, you ready? Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. See, Back to the Future. See, you got this one. You're pretty good. Okay, another one. Luis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. See, you guys are way ahead of me. This is Casablanca. Yeah. This one may be the easiest of all. I'll go home, and I'll think of some way to get him back. After all, tomorrow is another day. See, you guys are just way ahead of me. And oh, Annie M., there's no place like home. This one's a little bit harder. You ready? Oh, good. For a moment there, I thought we were in trouble. Oh, good. For a moment there, I thought we were in trouble. But see, you guys watch too many movies. Hammond, after careful consideration, I've decided not to endorse your park. See, yeah, you guys, you got this. And this is the best movie of all time. Really? This one. That'll do, pig. That'll do. That's Babe. Yeah. There are lines at the front end of the Gospels and on the back end. There's lots of things in between. And sometimes it's those first things, those last things, but it is those phrases, those sentences, those paragraphs that just drill right in, that penetrate our gizzard, that go right into the way that we think and believe and feel. Donna read, "And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best." We've heard from Romans, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither life nor death, angels nor rulers, things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation," what? "Will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ our Lord." And then from the end of Matthew's gospel, you remember Jesus' last line there? "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age." It's just words. Or is it? Words have this amazing power. Of all the things that human beings can do, I wonder if speech is the most salient of all. If it is the capacity of speech that is defining of our species, that's just intrinsic and fundamental to the human experience, is the capacity to form and share and offer and listen to words. Words are powerful. What was God thinking? To give us that capacity seems like an enormous risk. Seems like an amazing blessing. Is that what it is to be in the image of God? Is to be people of speech, to be and to have words, to be talkers. A therapist got a postcard from a vacationing client. She read and it said, "I'm having a wonderful time. I wish you were here to tell me why." Because words have power. Words can bless and sustain, and words can cut us open and expose us to the truth. Words can push us, and words can pull us. And words are always changing us. I don't think this is heresy, but I'll say it anyway. God is in words. God is in words. You remember John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Last words, sometimes we frame those as benedictions. It's one of the last things I say as we conclude things here in church, right? And what are the kinds of words that I offer? May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine on you. You know how it goes, a benediction. Bene is good, and diction is words. So a good statement, a right announcement, a beautiful utterance, a true pronouncement. We offer benedictions to one another as a sign of our sincere affection. We offer benedictions to one another as a sign of our honest care for the well-being of that other. At its most basic, a benediction is just the word goodbye. I've shared that one before, but you know that the word goodbye is actually just a mishmash of an older sentence. In Old English, what would they say to each other? God be with ye. So you squeeze all that up, and what do you have? Goodbye. Goodbye. Would you say, God be with you, to the person next to you? Let's just try a quick rehearsal. Ready? Go. Huh? Not bad. Now, nobody got up to leave. I'm glad for that. God be with you, or God is with you. I wonder if that's at the very heart of Jesus' ministry, if that's why Jesus came among us. This urgent, emphatic, this matter of singular concern. God is with you, over and over again. Words, just words. But words like mustard seeds growing and spicing us up? Just words. Just words, maybe like yeast in a lump, rising and spreading and enhancing and enlivening the loaf. Just words. Words, maybe like treasure in a field, worth risking, worth keeping. Words. Words like pearls, worth sacrifice and devotion. Words are powerful. They have consequence and they produce something. So I'm going to put you to work with some words. And I don't think it'll be hard. But Lexi, why don't you take a bundle? You want to do that? Brady, you could grab a basket of those. And I would want you to just kind of fan out. Justin, I'll put you to work too. Nathan, I'm going to put you to work. The idea will be you guys will just fan out up these aisles and around the back. Don't try to hand out just one at a time. It'll take too long. But I want to make sure that every single person here has one of these little pieces of paper. And if you go hunting around in front of you or dig around in your purse, you're likely to see a pen or a pencil, some way for you to, what, do that most human of things, offer words, to articulate speech, language, vocabulary, in whatever form or whatever style that works for you. Pass those out. I want to make sure that every person gets one. Nobody gave one to me. What's up with that? Debbie, surrender one, just for a second. All right. You see what it says on there? This will be a good practice for us. Because, the truth is, Pam is not the only person to whom we're actually going to offer language like this through the course of our lives. We need to get good at this. That to offer a blessing, to make an announcement, to pronounce something for and with and toward another person is that most Christian of responsibilities. So this one happens to say, may you. You know the old Irish blessing, right? May the road rise up to meet you. And on it goes. Well, what's your benediction? Is there some true statement, some honest pronouncement, some message that's important for you to communicate? And this time around for Pam, we'll save these, we'll give them to her. Oh, thanks, man. Good job. More of them. Give one to Grandpa. I stole his. All right. I'm just going to be quiet for 60 seconds. What benediction may you discover God's joy? May you be surprised by the delight of another. May you know something. May you experience something. You fill in the blank. I'll be quiet. Ready, go. She might pull this out of a box 20 years from now and look and see, oh. Can you stand with me? Even if you're not totally done with that little slip of paper, would you hold it in your hands, maybe like this? I want to pray. Oh God, may our words be your words, taking root and growing in the soil of our lives, like yeast leavening our souls, like treasure, like pearls, bringing value, meaning, purpose. Oh God, may our words be your words. Amen.